Let's face it, people have different sleep needs. While you love your partner, sleeping next to them might not always be the most comfortable. Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Maybe you prefer a firmer mattress and your partner needs something softer. Because of the individualized comfort that you get from Sleep Number Smart Beds, you and your partner will sleep better together. All Sleep Number Smart Beds feature cooling, pressure-relieving comfort layers for soothing sleep throughout the night. And their temperature balancing bedding is designed to move heat and moisture away when you're hot. When you're cool, they hold their energy to help warm you. The smart beds even automatically respond and adjust to your movements, so you sleep comfortably all night long. JD Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For JD Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com. /awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty. We're your hosts, Jill Dunn and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everyone. I'm Carlene Higgins, and I'm here with my fearless co-host, Jill Dunn. Hello, Jill.
Hey, Carlene, and hey, Pod Fam. As most of you know by now, we are two former magazine beauty editors who traded in our magazine pages for microphones. That was 6 years ago now. And we're back in your ears this Wednesday, as we always are. And I am really excited for everyone to hear today's episode. And I would really like to encourage you all to actually write us a review of what you thought of today's episode, because we are doing something different, right, Carlene?
Yes, we are. So as you know, we did a big survey earlier this year and we really listened to what everyone had to say. And I put it out there that I'd love to hear some more personal stories, like people who are going through a beauty journey of some sort. It could have to do with like their bodies or their faces or anything. And I was really inspired by the person's story who we're introducing today. Her name is Brooklyn Corey. I've absolutely fallen in love with her and I can't wait for you all to hear from her.
So Brooklyn is a 24-year-old American skateboarder and model. She's been making headlines for the past few years because of the incredible journey she has been on recovering from a severe dog bite attack that took place in late 2020. And trigger warning, if you are a little bit squeamish, but her face was changed in an instant, basically, because she lost her top lip and part of her nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So for the past 2.5 years, Brooklyn has been undergoing major reconstructive surgeries to help bring back what she once had. The process has been arduous, and yet Brooklyn has been sharing all of her progress candidly and with an almost unbelievably positive attitude on TikTok, where she has over 800,000 followers.
Yeah. And, you know, I think that positivity is what just really radiates from her and really is so inspirational. And when we met with her live in LA, she honestly is just, she's a star. Like, give her the Glossier campaign already. Give her the Dove campaign.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But she's incredibly modest and, you know, she's so young as well. When we sat down with her, it was for a whole hour. And we asked at the end of the episode, like, what's next for you? What are you excited about? And she didn't even mention that, like, the next week they dropped a photo shoot of her in Vogue Arabia, like this stunning beauty shoot.
Yeah, she's a humble queen. So let's get into our chat with Brooklyn. She may make mention of her girlfriend. And for any other reality TV junkies like myself out there, she actually starred in Dance Moms. It was Chloe from Dance Moms. And they had met shortly before the incident. And she's been with Brooklyn through this whole journey.
Brooklyn tells us about the day that changed the course of her life forever in her own words, including an ominous foreshadowing event that she hasn't told many people about. That was super moving. She also shares how her parents reacted, how it is that she does stay so positive, and why, even though she's been through so much, she still suffers from online hate.
Be sure to turn into our TikTok. Of course, find us at Breaking Beauty Podcast. We have Brooklyn share what's in her bag that day, including this very cool deodorant that I was very interested in. And, you know, when people dump their bag out, you just get to know them on a different level. So here she is. Welcome, Brooklyn Corey. Pausing to shout out Ilia Beauty. They're one of our show partners this week. So I just did my whole makeup bag switchover for summer, and I prefer to wear a tinted serum or tinted moisturizer with SPF most days. Definitely want to lighten up on those complexion products when the weather is hot. And that's why I'm excited that one of the very best skin tints that's in my makeup bag right now, they're a show partner this week. And that, of course, is the award-winning Ilia Beauty Super Serum Skin Tint. I'm sure you've seen it all over social media. The bottle and dropper are iconic at this point in Get Ready With Me videos, and it feels like every influencer is talking about it. And here's why I really like it. First of all, it has 30 shades. They make it really easy to shade match at IliaBeauty.com, upload a selfie, and a real human will advise you on which color is best for you. And they have a 96% success rate. Plus, this number one bestseller, it has light, dewy coverage. It really lets your own skin's natural texture shine through, but it looks just really, really dewy and good, like you've been on a great vacation. And it makes your skin look better over time. It has SPF 40. It has niacinamide, hyaluronic acid, and squalene in the formula. And of course, if clean products are important to you, it ticks that box too. And good news for our audience, Breaking Beauty listeners can try it for yourself. Visit IliaBeauty.com and use code BREAKINGBEAUTY at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. That's IliaBeauty.com, spelled I-L-I-A beauty.com, and use code BREAKINGBEAUTY for 15% off your first order. Once again, IliaBeauty.com, and use code BREAKINGBEAUTY at checkout for 15% off your first purchase. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now onto the show.
Hi guys, my name is Sarah Nicole, and I am the host of the Papaya Podcast, where each week we dish out some sweetness mixed in with some seeds of wisdom, all through candid conversations in a very real and tangible way. I want everyone to know that they're not alone and that we share in these experiences called life. And sometimes when we get to know somebody else's story, it changes ours a little bit as well. So I want you to tune in with us on Mondays. Subscribe, rate and review it, and keep these conversations going with us. You can tune in behind the scenes at the Papaya Podcast and The Birds Papaya on Instagram as well. Can't wait to see you next week.
Brooklyn, welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast.
Hello.
I'm so happy to have you here with us.
Thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it.
And you are just glowing and you have the biggest smile on your face. And I love that. I don't even know how I discovered you. I'm sure it must have been social media. But maybe you could tell people just a bit about you, you know, pre-incident. We're going to talk about that, of course. But like, where are you from?
I am from Orange County, California. Uh-huh. So my parents still live down there, like 15 minutes inland from Laguna Beach.
Okay.
So I grew up by the beach, mm-hmm. surfing. I kind of got into skating like a little bit later on in life, mm-hmm. but went to high school down there, two brothers.
Yeah.
Middle child, mm-hmm. only girl.
And so were you doing modeling? What were you doing like for, were you in college? Like what
Working.
Was happening?
Yeah. Yeah. So after high school, I went to college for 2 years.
Okay.
I went to Saddleback College, a community college okay. in Mission Viejo. I went there for 2 years. I got my associate's degree and I was like, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I was not very good at school. School was kind of hard for me. Yeah. Had to study extra. I ended up getting a job working for Saddleback College, doing English as a second language and then helping adults with disabilities. I loved it. I did it every day, Monday through Friday. I loved it. Loved the people. I'm a people's person. I loved it. But I was like, I don't want to do this for the rest of my life. I started like posting skating videos on Instagram. Companies were reaching out. Hey, do you want to model for our company? Do you want to do this? And I was like, yeah, let's do it. I
yeah.
wanted a different direction, I think, with my life than what it was going at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I modeled for Dickies. I did a couple like clothing company modeling, and then skateboarding kind of was highlighted in the, you know, it's
yeah.
very man dominated, but it started being very highlighted with like females. So my friend and I did a like a National Geographic thing. It was really cool.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, for skateboarding for women. And I was like, this is great. I definitely think I want to go like down that road and do stuff like that. But yeah, the attack.
Okay, so we got to ask, take us back to your whole life changed in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
When did this happen? How old were you? You don't have to go in great detail if you don't want to, but what happened?
I will go into whatever detail. Okay. But so it was November 3rd of 2020.
Okay.
COVID was happening. There was a lot happening, I feel like, in 2020 for a lot of people. But my cousin is originally from Chicago. She was in Arizona. So she's like, hey, you want to come to Arizona? You're bored? I'm like, yeah, let's do it. I'm super down for anything. So went to Arizona for, honestly, like it was supposed to be 4 days. In the second day, I was with my cousin. We were going to a nutrition shop. Do you want me to tell you like the background? Because there's something really weird that happened that I honestly never really talk about because it's like, it's very weird. But we were in like a nutrition shop and I walked in. She was getting something for the dog, actually. And I walked in and the girl looked at me and she's like, hi, how are you? I'm like, good, how are you? She's like, I just want you to know that you're going to remain positive through anything you go through. And I was like, thank you. Like, that means a lot. Walking through the store and she went down the aisle again. She's like, you remember what I said? I was like, sorry. Because at this point, I'm like, we're the only ones in the store. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? And she's like, do you remember what I said? And I was like, oh, yes, positive. Like, I got it. And then she asked two more times. And by the last time, I was like, do you like know something? She's like, I just want you to know you're going to remain positive. 15 minutes later, the attack happened.
Holy shit.
So I'm like, did she know something? Chills. Like, I want to find this lady because I'm like, how? Like,
yeah.
Yeah, it was crazy. So we left the nutrition shop. I was sending a photo to my friend and I had a little zit on my upper lip. And I remember cropping that photo out. And then 15 minutes later is when the attack happened. And it just, I think for me, it just like people get so like caught up with like such little things.
Yeah.
And then like it can be gone the next, you know.
So yeah.
True. Yeah.
Yeah. So what happened?
You're in Arizona. Your cousin's with you.
I was actually in the kitchen.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So it was like a kitchen like this.
Yeah.
I was standing over here and then my cousin was actually like putting pots and pans away in the cabinets and her dog was over there. There was no food. There was no water bowl. There was no toy, like nothing that would have triggered the dog to been like, hey, that's mine. You know, get aggressive. Yeah. I was standing up. I was petting his head. I was like, you're such a good boy. And I turned around to look at my cousin and I turned back and he sprung off the ground like from a sitting position and he sprung up and his like whole entire body weight was just hanging on my upper lip. And in the split of a second, I feel like your instincts kick in so quick when you're in that type of situation. But I just grabbed his head, like in my head, it was like, grab his head and just go wherever he goes. So I was literally holding on to him. And I remember closing my eyes and then just kind of opening them for a split second. And it was just all teeth and gum just in my mouth. And I do have a really high pain tolerance. So like at the time, I didn't really realize like how bad
you're just in shock
was.
Your body too,
but I was like so present at the same time, which is, you know, whatever. But so I was holding his head and he was probably holding on for like a good 45 to a minute, like I don't recall how long, but he finally was like taking my head, shaking it, going back and forth, shaking it again, finally got him off of me and I kind of like pushed him away. Something flung and hit like the wall and then fell on the floor and I was like stood up and I was like, god, that's like the best breath of fresh air I've ever had in my life. The only way I can describe it is like someone taking dry ice and like shoving it up my nose. Like it was so like crisp and clear. And then 2 seconds later, I was like, oh my gosh, like what is that? And I kind of went like this and it was just blood like everywhere.
Oh, God.
And in that moment, I honestly thought he just like punctured me and then like released.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he had like had taken the whole thing off. Like it didn't, like you said, I was in shock to a certain extent. And I don't think I realized the damage that he did. I finally like stood up and I was like, okay, what? So I like grabbed the counter and my cousin said some things, you know, whatever. She said some things. She was also in shock. And
of course,
to see and witness that, I do feel, you know, for her as well. But it did take us a really long time to get to the hospital. Yeah, like a really long time.
Did you 911 or did she 911?
I told her. So I grabbed my phone. There's a picture you guys have probably seen on Instagram of like the blurry out, like,
Yeah.
Graphic photo that I didn't know that I took. So I had like my phone open and it was on camera, and I accidentally took it. And I think that photo, like looking back, you could just like see like the oh shit in my eyes.
Oh God.
And yeah. I didn't even know that I had taken that photo. So I grabbed my phone. She's like, don't call anyone. Don't call anyone. Put your phone away. She was freaking out. And like I said, like I feel for her because, you know, mm-hmm. when you're going through that, yeah. you don't know how anybody's going to react.
Of course.
So I was like, I need you to take me to the hospital. Like we need to go to the hospital. She's like, I need to call some people, I need to do this, like, so I'm just, you know, sitting on the sink like watching the blood like fall.
Oh God.
And I was like, oh, I'm like, you know, you're losing a lot of blood. I was like, I cannot faint, because if I faint, like no offense, but I don't think she's gonna have the reaction time that I need. So right. I was like, I like got like all like, okay, I'm good. And
like
so
this adrenaline or something.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the dog is still like barking at me, and the noises he was making, you know, the like Stranger Things. Did you guys watch that?
Yeah, I watched season one.
Okay. You know, like that Demogorgon, like that like really crazy sound. That's how the dog, that's what the dog sounded like. So just crazy. And so she put the dog away. She's like, run into the bathroom. He's going to get you again. I'm like,
oh,
what do you
God.
Mean? Like, so I like went into the bathroom, and I just put my hands on my sink, and that was the first time of me seeing myself. And
oh,
I just remember just like looking up, and the only way I can describe myself of what I look like was like a skeleton. Like you could see straight up my nose, like all my gums, blood, just it looked very gnarly is the only way I can put it.
So you got to the hospital, and you've been sharing all of this on TikTok. And I know you said it was like almost an accident that you took that photo.
Yeah.
But at what point did you decide, I'm going to share this crazy journey?
Yeah, I think being alone in the hospital and not really having anybody with me and like only having my phone, I was like, you know what? Like I was sitting in the hospital. I remember being like on the hospital bed, and I was searching on the internet, like someone who got their dog, you know, like an attack, or someone without a missing lip. I was trying to find someone I could relate to. And after not being able to find anyone I could relate to, I was like, I don't want anybody else to feel how I am in this hospital bed, just alone and like singled out. I was like, I don't want that. So I immediately just started recording everything. And that was honestly like me, like having my phone with me was like having somebody else there. I know that sounds weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started recording everything from like right when everything happened. Yeah. It's just been crazy. I feel like
ended up being cathartic in a way.
Crazy.
Like, right. So
like how long were you in the hospital for then? Mm-hmm. Like it's, I can't even imagine the journey.
Yeah. The drive to the hospital was 11 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it was COVID. I walked up and I had a rag over my face, and they had an outside check-in. They're like, what's your name?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh
I'm like, God. I'm literally going like this. They're like, what's your name? I'm like, Brooklyn. They're like, can you spell it? I'm like, B-R-O-O-K-L-I-N-N. And that was like the first moment that I was like, oh my gosh, like I can't pronounce my B's because I didn't have my top lip. So she's like, Brooklyn. I'm like,
oh my God,
Brooklyn,
lady.
Like B, like going like this. Yeah. Like I'm like, B. I checked in, and she's like, what's the reason you're here? And I was like, what do you like?
Yeah,
what do you say?
Right?
So I kind of just like undid the rag, and she was like, okay, go inside, go inside.
Yeah, right?
So I go in. The second lady at the register, same thing.
Oh,
what's
my
your first
gosh.
Name? Are you having any COVID symptoms? Like, what's going on? I'm like, I go like this. And finally, someone from the back is like, okay, here, like, I'll take you.
Yeah.
So, and he right away was like, we'll get, oh my gosh, we ought to give her, what were they? They're like trying to give me something. They're like, we need to give her some type of drug. I was like, I do not need anything. He's like, no, you do. You're in shock. I'm like, no, you're in shock. Like, if I need anything, I will let you know. But like, I do not need it. Oh, like morphine or something?
Yes.
I don't
morphine.
Know. Like something crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like super like anti-drug. Like, I don't.
Right.
Personally, I like to feel everything. I don't know. Like, just so I'm like very aware. I was alone too. I didn't want to be like, ooh. So, So I was like, I'm good. Like, if I need anything, I will let you know. But, you know, for now, I'm good. Thank you. And he was like, then he ends up coming back and he's like, can I take a picture? Like, this is the craziest thing I've seen.
Oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
Sure. So wherever you are. Yeah.
Wow.
It was crazy. But to answer your question, I was in the hospital for 2 days. I went into surgery that night, and the surgeon that sewed me up, mm-hmm. he had to drive like 6 hours. I felt so bad. Drove 6 hours to sew me up. So I didn't actually end up having like that sewing up surgery, whatever you call it, until like 10 o'clock at night. By that time, I didn't even tell my parents. I actually sent a photo to my friends at the time of like half my face, and they thought I was joking.
Oh,
they were like, oh my God, why do you have like, you know, makeup on? Like, what is this?
It's a filter or something.
Yeah. So then after I didn't respond, they sent it to my parents, and then they were
all
just, they knew. Yeah. That it was something serious. They came up to Arizona. I didn't see them until after I got out of the surgery. So, you know, you're like whatever, I don't even know how old I was, 21, going through this like alone, first time in the hospital. They're like, sign this if in case this happens, you want to donate your body. I'm like,
oh my God,
like what's happening? You know, so, but I was at like, I was joking around in the hospital. I think I tried to remain positive, like,
yeah,
as much as I can. And I think that that definitely helped me.
Yeah.
Taking a moment to show some love for our longtime show partner, The Way. So if there's a takeaway from our guest today, it's just to appreciate those micro moments that spark joy, really being present in the moment. And for me personally, it's often those small, consistent daily actions, simple things like making my bed, texting a meme to the group chat that just really go a long way to contribute to my overall contentment. And when it comes to self-care, there's nothing that makes me feel better than having a good hair day. It goes such a long way to making me feel like the most confident version of myself. And I rely on The Way for those good hair days, and I have for a couple of years now, honestly. I use their shampoo and conditioner for medium hair, but I personally love their detox shampoo the most. I use it once a week, and the detox shampoo, it really gives your strands and scalp a deep cleanse to bring it back to life while adding strength, softness, and shine. So the special combination of clarifying apple cider vinegar and enriching keratin cleanses impurities, product buildup, hard water deposits, and more. And no matter what your hair craves, whether that's volume, shine, hydration, The Way's shampoos and conditioners are made to give your strands exactly what they need. Plus, don't sleep on their leave-in conditioner. It's always on my top shelf too. It's so damn good, as we say around here. So get on your way to healthier hair one day at a time with shampoos and conditioners that are just your type. Go to theway.com, that's spelled theouai.com, and use code beauty15 for 15% off your entire purchase. That's theway.com, code beauty15. That's spelled theouai.com, and use code beauty15 for 15% off your entire purchase. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website.
This episode is brought to you in part by TELUS SmartWare Security. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm definitely learning so much from today's episode, most especially that life can change in an absolute instant. And also how me personally as a mom, I feel like I want my kid to have immediate access to help at any given time, phone or no phone. Having that added layer of protection when it comes to personal safety, it can help provide peace of mind for everyone involved. TELUS SmartWare Security offers that empowering solution for people who live in the city looking for that extra bit of security so they can live more in the moment without worrying about their safety. So we're not talking about a phone here. This is like 007 discreet devices that come in the form of a charm, bracelet, or necklace incognito. With TELUS's game-changing smart technology, each device is equipped with a hidden button that when it's double-clicked can instantly text your GPS location to select emergency contacts like me as the parent and or TELUS's 24/7 monitoring team who can dispatch emergency services if needed. So whether you or your kid are riding the transit, going to a concert, or taking part in a protest, let's say, or walking through the woods, wherever it is that you're going or they're going, TELUS is there to help you take control of your personal safety. To learn more about TELUS and its line of SmartWare security personal safety devices, visit telus.com/smartware. That's www.telus.com/smartware. And now back to our guest. One of the reasons why, you know, we wanted to talk to you is because on our show, Breaking Beauty, we often talk about cosmetic surgery and stuff. But this is reconstructive surgery that is life changing.
Yeah. Literally.
And it's a miracle, honestly, what they've been able to do. Mm-hmm. So maybe you could just tell us a bit more about, you know, 2 to 3 years in, like how many surgeries have you had? What kind of steps did they have to do? And where are you on this path?
I mean, finding a surgeon was probably the hardest thing I've had to do just because what I needed was so specific. And I had talked to every doctor around the country, some from outside the world, just, you know, giving me the advice that they could give me. I got turned down a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot. We're like, this is a very big case. I don't think I'm
qualified
yeah. for this. Like, let me give you this person's number, contact them. They might have someone else. It was literally like me going up a ladder, like talking to people, getting rejected, going to here, there, wow. here. Like, it was crazy. So I looked for a surgeon for a whole year. So I didn't have a lip. And by that time I was like, I love myself. Like, I was on this journey right when I got attacked to just love what I saw in the mirror, because I was so scared of what I saw. It was myself. Like, mm-hmm. you have to love yourself at the end of the day. So I was like, I need to love myself before yeah. anything else. So started loving myself. And at the end of it, at the end of finding my surgeon, I was like, I told my mom, I was like, I'm not going to have surgery. Like, I've been, you know, put down by so many people. I was like, I'm starting to lose hope in like the doctors. Like, if no one can help me, like, I'm fine. Like, I don't need surgery. Yeah. I'm going to rock no lip. I'm fine. So,
yeah.
You know, my dentist was like, you know, your gums are getting really dry. Your teeth are going to fall out. And I was like, oh my God, like, I don't need another thing. So, because I had no saliva there, obviously, from like it just being exposed all the time.
Yeah.
So I ended up reaching out to my brother's girlfriend. Her dad is like the president of Johnson & Johnson. He knows the Operation Smile guy, small world, but he connected me to the doctor that I have now, who has helped me more than anything. Yeah, he literally gave my smile back. So I'm so thankful. And he's so talented.
Let's give him a shout out. Who is this guy?
Yeah, Dr. Doe.
Okay.
He's been getting like, he's awesome. He needs all the love in the world. But I've been going through reconstruction surgeries for the last 2 years now. And I think I've had like 7 surgeries.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one was obviously sewing it up. Then this one where they took the skin from here and then an artery.
She's pointing to her forearm, guys.
Sorry. Yes. Yeah, it's okay. On my forearm. And then my doctor kind of like folded this like a taco. It's the only way like he could describe it to me.
Yeah.
And like, that's what he used here. But he also took a main artery and a vein and he connected it through my neck. So I can actually feel my lip, which is insane.
Wow.
Yeah. Very crazy what surgeons can do. So
yeah,
that's
so
incredible.
You must be so happy, like, that you thought that there was going to be nothing, and there's been a huge amount of progress.
Yeah, I always say, like, if someone were to tell me 2 years ago or a year ago that I'd look like this, I just wouldn't believe it, because it's definitely been like a journey. But just my doctor being so transparent and just like, you're not going to like what you look like at first, but he's like, you need to just trust the progress. And I was like, all right. So every surgery that I had, I'm like, oh, this looks, you know, okay, cool, whatever.
And then
so now it's just like insane.
Yeah.
It's incredible. And it's like healing so well too.
So well,
And what was the last surgery that you had? What was the most recent?
So he recreated the Cupid's bow and then the central columns, and then just like thinned out the rest of my upper lip to like blend in more with my cheeks.
Right.
Like, if you look at your smile, you have like a you know, like a
marionette lines. Like,
so you have those lines. So it kind of happened in the perfect place where it is very hidden within those lines, and that's exactly what my doctor was trying to achieve, just hiding it within the smile line or the marionette line. But the last surgery, like I said, was the making the actual lip, the Cupid's bow. And I think like that was such a defining surgery, because it's like every time I look in the mirror, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have something there instead of just like a piece of skin. So it's definitely cool to like see the progress.
And so what happens next? Where does it go from here?
I definitely think I need a few more a few more touch-ups. So I'm going to definitely have another surgery, just touching up everything. The central column's still super swollen, but he did take and recycle my skin underneath the lip to create that. He's insane. He literally thought about it like on the table. So the way this surgeon thinks is insane. But so he recycled the skin underneath, and then the next surgeries will just be, like I said, just like minor touch-ups. And then I'll go ahead and tattoo the lip, the upper lip.
Like a lip blushing situation, right?
Exactly.
So it looks like it matches, which is so genius.
So cool.
And then is there some kind of like laser situation just to help with the scarring? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I can definitely do that. My scars do heal like really well, I would say, on the face.
Because you're so young.
Oh, there we go. But yeah, so I mean, they're healing pretty good. But I've had like a company that, you know, reached out. I always get it checked off with my doctor first, because I don't want to like ruin anything that he's like going and like do some like laser treatment and ruin it. Yeah. That would feel horrible. But yeah, so I always ask him before I would do anything. But I've definitely been talking to a company that like specializes in laser scar removal. So
we're
helping the scar.
Yeah. Do you have to use certain skincare and certain skincare you can't use? Like, do they have something prescribed? Or
I think like after the surgeries, I always get like Baxitrace and zinc.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just to like put, it's an antibacterial. So yeah. I put it on like all the scars and the suture lines. But he's very like just not like a soap that has strong fragrance.
Yeah.
I use baby soap, to be honest with you, just because it's super soft on the skin. But I didn't have like any like routine before or after the surgery. My girlfriend actually hates the routine that I have. I'm going to be so honest with you. You asked me about my hair routine and it's like suave. Like I,
Really?
Bad. Yeah.
Okay.
No, you just,
you're blessed with gorgeous hair.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Yeah. And what about the, because I'm going to ask this because we're from Canada, and if something were like this were to happen in Canada, typically it would be taken care of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Financially.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Is this like something that is taken care of, or how are you managing all of that?
Or do you have a GoFundMe page
we want to help promote that?
Thank you.
Do.
There was a GoFundMe. I don't like asking for people's money, so I had to figure out like a way to just like do it myself. Yeah, I went through networks, so a lot of it is hopefully being covered by the insurance. I had to pay a lot of out of pocket just with consultations with doctors. Like I literally would have like a 30-minute Zoom and they'd be like, can't help you, sorry. And they'd be like, 13, like
what?
Yeah, it was crazy. So
the initial attack happened out of your home state.
Exactly. So my insurance, I had to pay for that.
Wow.
Yeah, just like, you know, it's crazy. But I am thankful that it happened the way that it happened. 2 years ago, I would have been like, what? Why is this, you know?
Yeah.
Just like the way that everything played out, it needed to do it the way that it needed to do. Just like with the time being, finding a doctor, I did find the right surgeon. I'm happy I didn't like rush into it, because I was talking to a lot of doctors that were like, I just want to let you know, like, you're never going to look the same. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, dang, like, you don't want to hear that in that moment. Like, a surgeon's supposed to like help you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My doctor was like, I'm going to get you to look the same. It's not going to be exact, but he's like, I'm going to get you as close as I can to what you look like. And
I was gonna ask that, like how they set you up to manage your expectations. Mm-hmm. Like what have they, you know, I know they can do like 3D reconstructions and stuff. Like, do you have a sense of what the final result, you know, after the healing will be? Or
I think like right when I got into the attack, I never expected to look a certain way. Yeah. I think my brain did that on purpose. Yeah. Just like your whole lip just got ripped off. Like it can't be possibly like the same.
Right.
I had talked to doctors that wanted to do like a lip transplant, but the only problem with that is like they kind of give you a life expectation, like expectancy, like they give you like you wake up and you have to take this is the way he described it, like you wake up and you have to take handfuls of pills every day. And the anti-rejection pill kills your liver, and then you have to take a liver pill and that kills your kidney, and it's like you're literally killing yourself from the inside out from all the medication. So he's like, if you were like an 85-year-old, he's like, I'd still be hesitant, because it's like life.
Yeah.
But he's like, you're so young. And I was like, if I was your daughter, like, what would you recommend? Like,
aw, so smart.
I'm just like,
absolutely.
Because I don't, you know, it's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm 21 talking to doctors.
So yeah.
Like, you know, some surgeons don't really have a sense of like reality or, you know, just compassion. So I was like, if I was your daughter, like, what would you do? He's like, wow. I mean, honestly, like, don't do this. I was like, okay, bye.
Then I'm not doing it.
Yeah, exactly. So it was never something that I expected to look a certain way. It was just kind of like, I mean, my surgeon was always very blunt. He was like right when I met him, I was kind of impatient. I was like, I want my lip back, like, or I don't, like, I with either one or the other. Yeah. And he was like, this is probably going to take a year. He's like, you're not going to like the first stages. He's like, they're going to be very bulky and big, and it's going to be a piece of skin on your face. He's like, but down the line, he's like, I'm going to, you know, move it and shape it and create it. And I was like, okay, like, you know, at the time I was so done.
Yeah.
And I just needed to like give up and just like, you know, just like, trust the process.
I love that your pendant, you just flipped inside your shirt, says, fuck my life.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
No, I need to see it. No, it's
okay,
cool.
Okay, so it's a smiley on one side and then the other side's fuck my life.
Yeah. Obsessed.
Yeah, it's not something that my mom's proud of.
As a Gemini, I feel like I need that.
You definitely
That's like
do.
The two sides.
Yes, there you go.
Exactly.
That is so funny.
This episode is brought to you in part by Starface. So it's really funny because my daughter has gotten so into my Starface stash that I see her around the house almost more often than not wearing the star-shaped pimples patches from Starface. She's a relatively shy person, so it really says a lot to me about how the culture around acne is shifting when she feels comfortable enough wearing bright pink or blue stars on her face going out of the house. And I love to see it. In my day, when I was her age and dealing with whiteheads, I was always popping my pimples, squeezing them, causing more inflammation and no doubt scarring. And fun was not part of the equation. And they're actually doing something. HydroStars are made with 100% hydrocolloid, which means they're great for absorbing fluid and minimizing any redness while they shrink your pores. I also love that they come inside this cutest little yellow compact that holds all of your stars and has a mirror for quick and easy application. Plus, Starface just dropped the newest addition to their compact collection. It's called Big Blue. Each compact is filled with 32 of Starface's HydroStar plus salicylic acid patches. This is a powerful formula that's been named Best Pimple Patch by Cosmopolitan, Glamour, Bustle, and Women's Health. Starface has a full lineup of HydroStar pimple patches for whatever mood you're in. There's the original yellow, an extra large size, a colorful multi-pack, solid black, and they're always having these cool limited edition drops that go really quickly. I'm just glad my daughter is less likely to pick at her acne because it's protected behind that star. I mean, it's so hard to get a preteen to understand that what they do to their skin now can have a lifelong impact. Get them started while they're young. That's what I say. And yes, we do have a promo code. If you know someone or if you're ready to start celebrating and decorating your pimples, you can shop the entire Starface collection at starface.world. And for a limited time, all Breaking Beauty listeners are getting 15% off their first purchase when you enter the code Breaking Beauty at checkout. Again, that's 15% off your first starface.world order with the code Breaking Beauty. This episode is brought to you in part by HelloFresh. Has anyone else been walking out of the grocery store lately with serious sticker shock? I mean, boxes of my kids' favorite school snacks are creeping up to like 10 bucks a box, I swear. I'm easily spending more than $1,200 a month on groceries for my family of four, so if I have to throw out food, I'm practically crying. That's why I've gone back to meal kits at my house. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit, and with HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Zero waste, you get exactly what you need. And HelloFresh is actually cheaper than grocery shopping right now and 25% cheaper than takeout, even though it tastes like a restaurant meal. And I like that I can choose meals for my lifestyle, from fit and wholesome to carb smart to pescatarian. And one thing that really sets them apart from some of the other plans out there, you can swap out proteins and sides to your liking. That's amazing. Go to HelloFresh.com/BreakingBeauty16 and use code BreakingBeauty16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. I know what you're thinking. Is this real life for America's number one meal kit? I know, right? Go to HelloFresh.com/BreakingBeauty16 and use code BreakingBeauty16 for 16 free meals plus free shipping. We'll link to this offer on our website under episode recaps and in our show notes. And now back to our guest. You've been sharing all of this really transparently every step of the way on TikTok. What has the response been like from people? Her eyes just open wide.
Yeah.
Like,
Because it's like so opposite. There's some people that are so mad that I said it was a pit bull because I'm telling the facts of what happened.
Right.
And there's some people that are so happy to follow the progress. There's like no in between. There's like there's like a lot of hate and a lot of very good comments saying I'm inspirational, which I was talking about today is like crazy. Like I'm just like posting what I'm going through, and the fact that people are saying that is like so just amazing in my head. But yeah, there's a lot of death threats, weirdly enough. Yeah.
Just like dog lovers.
Dog lovers. And I'm a dog lover too.
I have a dog. I love dogs too.
I've never said one thing bad about
That's
a pit bull.
Right.
Like I genuinely from the beginning, like I know that animals are animals and then they're pets second. So it could happen with any dog. It can happen with any breed. So just... Yeah, from the beginning, I said it was a pit bull because that's exactly what it was. If it was a chihuahua, if it was any other dog, I would have said that. Just because it was a pit bull. There's a lot of like pit bull lovers that kind of came at me on social media and wished me death. And I was like, oh, what
the heck? Wow.
Yeah. That's so
insane.
But then there's that other side where it's like, thank you for sharing this. I feel less alone. I'm going through something else. So it's there's been so much of a connection through social media with other people and other stories that makes me feel less alone. It makes them feel less alone. So at the end of the day, it's like the good outweighs the bad always.
Yeah.
Like finding that community like through social media must be like just so powerful.
Very cool.
Yeah. And do you have people reaching out to you for like recommendations for surgeons
and things
like that?
It's been crazy. And it's been really overwhelming too, because my doctor, like I said, is he's working through a hospital and he doesn't have his own practice yet, and he wants to. But for now, he's like getting bombarded and it has to go through insurance and all this stuff. So he's like, I want to help everyone, but I literally am like trying to figure out how. Yeah. And he's doing crazy cases. He's in the trauma center. So just what he gets is like insane. So I think his, you know, level of, oh my God, it's very high right now. But it's been crazy to be able to connect, because like I said in the beginning, like I felt very alone. And now that I've been sharing and been vulnerable about what's going on, just the amount of people that are like, hey, I'm going through this too, sending me their photos, sharing with me their stories is just like insane. Because it's also like, they don't have to do that, but they are. And it makes me feel very happy to like, you know, like I said, be connected and just feel not alone.
Well, they see you as a safe space, you know? And I think that's
which is
so
crazy
powerful.
To me.
It's cool. It's so cool. Well, it sounds like you're getting support from there and from your family. And we read this online. I don't know if it's true, but that like in the few days leading up to your incident, you met your girlfriend.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Chloe. Yeah. 5 days before.
Okay. Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Wow.
Like, and you're still together.
Yeah. We're still together. It's been 2 years and
you stayed together through
months.
All of this.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
I met her. We went on a date. I met her again the next day, and then I was like, hey, I'm going to Arizona. And she's like, oh, why? And I was like, I don't know, to visit my cousin. She's like, oh, cool. Like, have fun. I'm like, yeah, thanks. Like, went. And then I, like, literally right when I got into the attack, I was like, oh, my God. Like, two things popped in my head. Like, what is my parents going to think? And what is Chloe going to think? Because at the time, I obviously, like, was so, like, in awe of her. Like, she's beautiful. She's so sweet. She just has the best heart. So I was so scared of like what she was going to think. I wasn't even worried about me. I was like, what is she going to think? You know, I texted her. I was like, hey, I kind of got attacked by a dog. And she's like, oh, it's okay. Everything will be okay. Her friend growing up got attacked by a dog and just had like a little cut.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was like, and I was like, no, like, you don't understand. Like my whole lip is, you know, like not there.
Stop,
and parts of my nose are gone. And she's like, you're beautiful regardless. And she came to my house when I got home. She like literally showed up and she brought a book for me. And then she actually brought me sunflowers, which was like my favorite flower at the time. And she was always there. Like every appointment, every thing I was going through, she was like right there. And at the time she was like, I'm not expecting anything. And I was like, no, I, you know, if you like me, I like you, like type of thing. But yeah, it was so new. And we really like went through a lot in the first couple months of being together. Yeah, we're still together. I love her. She's the best.
That's amazing.
She's the best.
That's amazing. I saw some photos of you guys on your Instagram or something in Paris. What were you guys doing in Paris?
Yeah, we went for our 2-year anniversary and it was so fun.
Yeah.
I honestly loved it a lot. So beautiful there.
Yeah, it
in
is.
Its own romantic.
Way. In its own way.
Yeah,
for sure. I also see on your feed like the skateboarding videos. And I'm like, are you skateboarding again? I would be so like, I'm worried for you. And just
my surgeon, I
what
feel
is
so
happening?
Bad. I've probably taken years off of his life. Yeah, I am skateboarding again.
Okay.
I just got cleared, actually. It's been raining in LA, so haven't been like skating. But yeah, I just got cleared. Usually it's 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks after every surgery. So yeah, I'm skating again. My doctor's nervous, so I wear a helmet now for him.
Yeah.
His stress. Aww.
You need like a hockey
mask.
Right?
I know. I know, because my nose surgery was so gnarly, and I swear if I ruin it, like I will.
Yeah.
It feels so bad.
Yeah.
So I'm very careful.
Yeah. Okay good.
Careful.
No wipeouts, please.
Please. None. I know how to fall, though, so I protect my face.
No riding those rails when you, what do you call it? Like the handrail?
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Okay, I won't.
Yeah.
I promise. For you.
And, you know, how do you, like, stay so positive? What has gotten you through, aside from, you know, just your own kind of gut feeling that you know it was going to be okay?
I think I've always been a very positive person, but I definitely think like the people that surrounded me during that time, like I really did need. My dad, I remember, said something in the beginning that like really stuck with me. And I was like, oh, like, you know, you don't want to hear your dad saying the right thing when you're like not feeling it. He was telling me, like, I was sitting in the car and I just got back from like a really bad appointment. I was sitting in the car and I was like, dude, like, why is this happening to me?
Yeah.
And, you know, just like I needed a moment. And he was like, He's like, Brooklyn. I was like, Dad, I just need 5 minutes. Like, and that's super out of character for me. And he's like, look, he's like, you can have 5 minutes. He's like, don't let that 5 minutes turn into a week. Don't let that week turn into, you know, a month. Don't let that month turn into a year. He's like, you can go two ways with this attack. He's like, you can sit there and feel sorry for yourself and sit on the couch. He's like, is that going to fix anything? I was like, no. He's like, okay. He's like, or you can go and live your life and do exactly what you were going to do and just don't let anything stop you. And I was like,
yeah.
God, like, right, I know. So, I mean, honestly, that's really stuck with me because my dad's from Lebanon. He's been through some stuff. So I'm like, okay, I got it. Got
yeah.
it. But honestly, just like the people around me. And like I said, I think I've just like been, I don't know what's helped me.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible too, because I feel like a lot of people would just shrink and maybe hide away from the world.
Go into depression. Yeah,
I mean, of course you would think, why me? You know, this is the human. I think we do that as humans.
Yeah.
But it's incredible that you're able to see the silver lining and the beauty. Yeah.
I mean, it was hard too because society, I think, like right when I got into the attack, I didn't feel like I fit in or like any beauty standards, whatever the hell beauty standards are. I was walking around and I was getting looked at and I had people coming up to me and asking me questions and being really rude about it. And I was always very open with people if they asked me what was going on. But I think at the same time, I just didn't feel like I fit in a way. And then I was like, there's no definition of beauty. Like beauty is something beautiful, right? Anything is beautiful. Everything is beautiful. I think just honestly, like just going through this whole experience is just like realizing how crazy society is and like how much we idolize beauty that is just
and how things can change like that
in an instant.
Like
literally.
Like
in
you
an
took
instant.
A photo of a zit on your lip
that I was insecure about.
Yes.
And then it was completely
you sent
gone.
It, and then it's just like, the next moment it's just a whole new path that you're on.
You do anything to get that zit back and
and that's, people ask me that question, they're like, if you go back in time, would you? I don't know, to be honest, but I don't think I would, because the feeling that I have now is so much different than how I had before, and I feel like I look at life so differently and so like wholeheartedly, and I'm excited about life, where before I was just like walking through it. I'm just like in such a different place, and I just see the world so much more better, I guess. Love life.
Well, it's all informed by your experience, and that's your reality now. So that's the world that's how you're moving forward in the world. So, you know, we got in touch with you via your agent. So let's book you some brand deals. Like, what's happening here? We need you in a skincare commercial. We need you like in a fashion style ad.
You definitely need a beauty campaign.
I would love that. And it's hard because the industry is so like you have to look a certain way, I feel like. But I'm like, I definitely want to be that change because it's, you know.
Yeah.
Well, everyone is different.
I mean,
beautiful.
You're a beautiful spirit.
Thank you.
Absolutely. People
Thank
can't
you.
See because this is a podcast, but you've got, she's got ass length, gorgeous, gorgeous hair.
Thank you.
A tooth gem.
Yes, and purple metallic
great
nails.
Lashes,
that
oh my gosh.
Also obsessed
Stop,
with right
no,
now.
Keep going.
But you did get, like, you do get campaigns for different things. Like, you work with some brands, right?
Yeah. They've brands will reach out to me to, like, skate in their clothes.
Like,
yeah.
still, you're still getting booking.
Like you said, I have a manager and a really great team. So they do
That's
everything
great.
They can for me, and it's the best.
I love these. Who are some of these brands that are supporting you? Let's just give them shout outs.
Yeah.
Tommy Jeans. I just did. I don't even know.
There was a drink one on your feed.
Was there?
You're like, uh-oh.
Oh, Corksicle. Yeah, just like cool brands that are just like, they're doing
amazing.
Awesome.
Get
things.
It.
Yeah.
I
definitely love clothing and fashion, so hopefully more, but I love it.
Yeah.
I'm thankful for everything, honestly.
Amazing.
What do you want people to take away from your experience, if anything? Like,
I just think that whatever you're going through for a reason, whether it's like good or bad, like whatever you're going through, you're doing it for a reason, and don't compare your life to others. Just be okay with yourself and learn to love yourself, because I feel like the more you love yourself, the more, I don't know, just the more love you're going to have for everything else. There's so much I want to say. I don't even know where to start.
Yeah. Do you have like an affirmation you say in the mirror or anything like that?
I don't, but I always say,
or do you journal?
I do journal. Yeah. And I always say, hug someone you love today. Cause when I was in the hospital, I like couldn't hug anybody. Like I had nobody to hug. I know that's like super weird, but I always say hug someone you love today. Cause you never know.
Okay. So our last question for you is, you know, if we were to catch you on TikTok or whatever, a few years from now, what do you think we'll see? What do you think what do you want out of this life? You know, what are you kind of manifesting?
Honestly, I have been going through surgeries for like 2 years. I am hoping to just like do everything that I can, but just like have fun with life and continue to like share my story. And there's too much I want to do. I just like got in connections with Red Bull. So they're like, we want to go take you surfing and skydiving and all that stuff. So I'm super excited about that. Just to like have adventure in my life, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you said, like just continue to share my story. And if it helps one person, then that's why I'm sharing it. So
yeah
just continue to live life.
Well, I hope Red Bull is getting you a nice helmet to do all of those adventures, because I've seen what they do, and it's
they're
like
crazy.
Dropping people off of a mountain.
Yeah.
And Brooklyn, we just can't have any more like snafus.
Yeah, please here. Give me a helmet, guys.
Literally, exactly. Put a face shield on it and I approve.
Okay, yeah, so. Perfect. Yeah.
Thank you so much
Thank
for coming
you.
On the
Thank
show.
You, guys
you
for
were such
me.
A bright soul, and I just love talking to you.
Thank
and
you.
I'm happy that you shared your story with us.
Thank
you so much.
Thank you. And tell everybody where they can follow you.
On my Instagram, BROOKHOURY, Brooke Corey. I spelt it weird. Brooklyn Corey for TikTok, and then also for my YouTube as well.
Okay.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have
Thank
a good
you.
One.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast Chat Room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.